Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me for the minute. We're trying to get Rob Jolis on the line and working on that. A little bit of technical difficulty, but that's coming up right away. But you and I are going to continue to march talking about sales training. And the reason we are is because this is a really important thing. One of the things that I found is that most salespeople who work for not large companies, let me reestablish this. Large companies, big companies, corporate America, when they have salespeople, they train them within an inch of their lives. And they wear them out training them. They have multiple levels of training. And this is why whenever I hear somebody wanting to go into sales, I encourage them. I absolutely encourage them to get a job working for corporate America. That's exactly what I did. I started out with a little company. I learned a lot, but then I got then I wound up with Sears, and I went up with Xerox, and they trained me really, really well, and they trained Rob Jolis really well too. He's a former Xeroid just like me, and I think he probably would agree with me. Rob, what do you think? Welcome back to the show.
Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, and thanks for having me, Jim.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking, I hope we're going to be talking about, you know, why sales training fails and what we learned at Xerox.
But corporate America sales training does not fail, does it? They wear people out. Whether you like it or not, and some of it's better than others, but buddy, they don't shortcut sales training, do they?
Well, I don't think they shortcut sales training, but I'm not so sure that we could agree that they shortcut the implementation of sales training. And that's one of the problems.
What do you mean by that? Explain yourself.
We train them, but what do we do after we train them?
Yeah. What I'm saying is the fundamentals of selling, they take the time to infuse the fundamental of selling into their people. Now, after that, whether they do a good job of, as you say, executing, if they did a great job of that, you and I wouldn't be able to make a living for one thing. But the thing is that I established the corporate America standard because it juxtaposes against the lack of training that you and I see on Main Street. Most salespeople working for Main Street companies have little or no sales training. At least receiving it from their employer. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. And one of the reasons why is because we're not even defining sales training properly. In other words, if you ask corporate America, if you put them on the phone, they disagree with you. But but where you and I would argue is that, well, wait a minute, are you product training them and calling that sales training? Or are you actually teaching them skills of trust,
communication skills, and
ethics, influence, communications, questioning, listening? So, but they keep thinking that, well, if we keep pounding in this new product that we've got, that's sales training them, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's where we go wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And that's something that I worry about with corporate America. But that is exactly what small businesses do. When you say, well, we trained our people. Yeah, you trained them how to sell your paint or your tires or your fertilizer or your services. But have you gotten them the kind of training that helps them help your customers believe that they should even do business with you, even if you do have what they need?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And sometimes they'll again, we're in a debate with you and me against the world right now, because they'll also say, oh, now, wait a minute. We had our year-end meeting, and we brought in, an amazing motivational speaker, Joe Thunder Johnson, and he really put a charge in this room. So how dare you accuse us of such a thing? But once again, is product training sales training? No. Is motivational sales training? No. I don't mind it being motivational. I'd probably ask them, hey, can you put a little charge in this room? But don't forget to teach them tactics.
Well, if you don't have, you and I have both been Joe Thunder before, but I know you are, and I know I do. I make sure they leave with something that's not cotton candy. I make sure they leave with something that's not empty calories, and something they can hold on to. And I get responses back, and I know you do too, folks, because of that. When we come back, folks, we're going to help. Rob is going to help you not fail at sales training. How about that? He can do it better than anybody. After the break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.